We're visiting today with Ethan Corson, State Senator Ethan Corson, who is running for governor. He's running as a Democrat in the August primary, and he joins us here in studio here at News Radio KMAN. Good to talk to you here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great to be here. Great to be in Manhattan.
Absolutely. Good to finally get to know you here. I've heard a lot about you, and I know you announced that you were going to run for governor, I think, late last summer. Is that
July,
right?
Yeah. July 22nd, yeah. Not that we're counting the days or anything, but yeah.
Well, we've got a little over 100 days till the primary.
Yeah, it's wild. It's coming. You know, legislative session ended late Friday night, early Saturday morning. So now we're kind of in full campaign mode.
For those that may not know much about your campaign, I mean, we know a little bit about folks from the East here in Manhattan. I mean, some of us out here claim to be Eastern Kansas, but let's learn a little bit more about who you are, why you're running, and more about your campaign.
Yeah. You know, grew up representing the state Senate district where I grew up, which is a huge honor and privilege. First elected to the Kansas Senate in 2020, reelected in 2024. As you mentioned, grew up in Johns County. Actually had a interesting experience. I was passionate about baseball growing up. Ended up going out west to Garden City Community College on a baseball scholarship. So spent time out there, got my associate's degree there. Did several other things, including in federal government service, and ended up back in Johnson County and now serving in the state Senate and running for governor. Parent, got two young boys, Isaac and Aiden, who are 6 and 2, and my wife, Jen, and really running to make Kansas a place where hopefully they will want to make the same decision that my wife and I did, which is they'll want to build their life here in Kansas. And that's the kind of Kansas I want to create. And I hope that we can create that Kansas, not just for my boys, but for young people all across our state.
What do you see as some of your primary concerns for the state's future going forward?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, really four big challenges that the next governor needs to be prepared to address on day one, and that's what we are prepared to do. The first is we need to make Kansas the most affordable state in the country to have a middle-class quality of life. I think that's always been part of the appeal of Kansas, is that for a relatively affordable quality of life, affordable cost, you could have a middle class quality of life. I think that is slipping away from too many folks. I introduced my working families agenda in January to talk about how we're going to keep more money in people's pockets. That's the first thing. The second thing is we need to strengthen our public education system. I want Kansas to be home to the very best public schools in the country. The next governor, first thing that's going to hit my desk is signing a new school finance formula. I want to make sure that we have a school finance formula that makes sure schools have the resources they need for kids to be successful. I want to end the crisis in special education. I want to make sure that we are able to pay our hardworking teachers more money, and I want to make sure that we're not sending our public dollars into private schools. The third thing we need to focus on, my background is in economic development. I was chief of staff of the International Trade Administration at the United States Department of Commerce. I'm really focused on how we can bring more jobs and more businesses into communities all across Kansas so we can keep more of our young people right here. And the last thing, we need to make healthcare more affordable and more accessible for Kansans all across the state. You should be able to get the care you need regardless of where you live.
All right. Now, I hear you, and I understand, you know, that all sounds really good. How do you convince a state here that's pretty red and voted a lot for Trump here in this last election and hasn't elected two Democrats consecutively after an 8-year term to vote for you?
Yeah. We're really focused on taking our message to everybody. And we're really focused on the kind of kitchen table issues that regardless of party, Kansas families are focused on. I think in this coming election, folks are really going to be focused on the issues around affordability, public education, healthcare, and job creation, much more than they're going to be thinking about who they voted for president several years ago. And I think Kansas has a long history of electing moderate, common sense, pragmatic leaders, whether it's leaders like Governor Kelly and Governor Sebelius, I'm proud to have both of their endorsements, or leaders like Governor Graves and Governor Hayden. So we've tended to elect moderate, common sense, pragmatic leaders of both parties. I'm certainly in that vein of just kind of common sense Kansas values leaders who want to bring people together in both parties and get things done. I've been one of the most effective, moderate, and bipartisan state senators. I've got great relationships with colleagues in both parties, and I'm going to take those to the governor's office with me, and we're going to continue to work together to move the state forward, because I don't think any one party has a monopoly on all the good ideas. And my administration is certainly going to have members of both parties, and we're going to bring people together with the underlying view is what is in the best interest of Kansas. That's what we're going to be laser focused on.
Again, we're speaking with Senator Ethan Corson, who is running for Kansas governor as a Democrat here in the state of Kansas. Anything from this past session that taught you anything here, anything that has motivated you even more as you focus on your campaign here this spring and summer?
Yeah, I think the big takeaway that I had from this legislative session is, you know, we need property tax relief and we need it now. And it was a huge failure of Ty Masterson and the Republican supermajority to not get that done. That's something that they had campaigned on for several years. They had promised Kansans that they were going to deliver property tax relief. It is one thing that I hear all across the state from folks, no matter where I am, urban, rural, suburban, east, west, north, south, folks need immediate property tax relief. That is a big part of my working families agenda. And I proposed several very specific pieces of legislation this session that would have provided that immediate property tax relief. And the only reason that that legislation wasn't considered was party politics. And I just think that that is wrong. I think that's shameful. And I think that's a kind of politics that really just makes people more cynical about government when good ideas aren't considered for no other reason than politics. But what I'm going to do when I get in there as governor, we want to first, lower property taxes on everybody. We want to double the exemption from the state 20 mil property tax levy from the first $75,000 in assessed value to the first $150,000. We want to freeze property taxes on more fixed income seniors. We want to bring back a property tax relief program for renters. 1/3 of Kansans are renters. Governor Collier and Governor Brownback got rid of that. We want to bring them back in so they can get some relief. And we want to create a task force to create a real durable long-term solution to the property tax issue in Kansas. That's something that I'm going to hit the ground running with on day one as governor, and we are going to get done real meaningful immediate property tax relief.
It is interesting to watch the politics that happens there in Topeka. I remember a few years ago when they were talking about the sales tax on groceries being eliminated and watching that political football go back and forth between Governor Kelly and the Republican majority there in the legislature, and I think it finally got done, but boy, it took longer than it probably needed to.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that in legislature that you just kind of shake your head because you just think, you know, my goodness, there's just, you know, so much common sense supporting, you know, a particular issue. But we sometimes takes us a while to get there. You know, generally we do, but it sometimes takes us a while to get there. But certainly, you know, we want to speed that process up. And at a time of rising costs, we want to keep more money in people's pockets. And that's what my working families agenda is all about, whether it's a child tax credit, whether it's raising the minimum wage, whether it's a tax exemption for tips and overtime. We just want to keep more money in people's pockets. We understand Kansans are struggling right now with rising prices, and everything we can do, whether it's from seniors with freezing their property taxes or with young families starting off with providing them a child tax credit, we want to do that to make life more affordable for Kansans.
Again, we're speaking with Ethan Corson, who's running for Kansas governor. I'm curious, we've heard a lot over the last couple of years about government efficiency. How do you intend to make Kansas government more efficient?
Yeah, you know, I think this is one of the perspectives of a younger candidate. Frankly, I'll be one of the youngest governors in the country next year when I'm sworn in. And I think that there are just a numerous ways where we can look at whether it's a use of technology to just more efficiently run and better serve Kansans. You know, we've started to take important steps in a positive direction in the past few years on that. But there's a lot of pieces of government where we can reduce paperwork, where we can streamline things, and we can embrace technology in a better way. And I think that as a younger executive, I will have more of a finger on the pulse to be able to do that and really execute on that to make sure that government is serving Kansans in the way that they deserve to be served by their state government.
What about on social matters? I know Kansas passed some restrictive laws, or at least one here of note here this year, impacting transgender people. How will you push back against legislation that's intentionally designed to discriminate versus laws that actually have merit?
So, look, you know, I've been really clear that, you know, I will not support any legislation that I feel like is really taking a vulnerable population and targeting them. You know, my record on that is really clear, and I'm going to continue to push back against any legislation that I think marginalizes any community or any Kansan in our state. I think that so many of these issues really are things that are really more meant to divide us than to bring people together. And I'm really focused on how can you bring people together. Our campaign is about creating less division and more unity. It's about how we can have leadership that actually lifts people up instead of division that wears people down. And so I think Kansans, as I've traveled the state, have been really clear with me about the issues that they want the next governor to be focused on. They want the next governor to make our state more affordable. They want our next governor to strengthen our public schools. They want the next governor to bring more jobs and businesses into our state. And they want to make sure that they have access to affordable and accessible health care. That's exactly the four things that I'm focused on. And that's why I think we've had such a positive response to our campaign, because Kansans want a governor laser focused on the kind of kitchen table issues that Kansas families all across our state are talking about.
Very good. Okay. Well, Senator Corson, I've asked the questions I wanted to ask here. Is there anything else you want to let people know about you?
Well, I really appreciate this opportunity. You know, we are really focused on running a campaign that is based off making Kansas a more attractive place for the next generation of young people. And I really say this much more as a parent than a politician. You know, one of the conversations my wife, Jenna, and I have all the time is that we really, at this stage in our life, there's really two things we want for our boys. We want them to be able to accomplish whatever they decide to do professionally. But the second piece of that, and the more important piece of that, is we don't want them to feel like they need to leave Kansas to do that. Mm-hmm. And so this campaign and my governorship is really going to be focused on how do we create a Kansas where more young people will want to stay here, build their life here, start their business here, own a home here, get married and raise their family here. That is sort of our aspiration for our boys. And I know that that is an aspiration that's shared by families all across Kansas, whether you're in Johnson County or Johnson City. And that is exactly what I'm going to wake up every day thinking about, is how do we create a Kansas where the next generation is going to want to call Kansas home?
All right. Well, his name is Senator Ethan Corson. Again, he's a Democratic candidate for Kansas governor. And he's been joining us here on News Radio KMAN. We appreciate the time here today. Good luck.
You bet. Thank you so much. Keep an eye on us, and we'll see you on the trail.